pleasure doing Electronic Air tonight. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's now time for Under the Floorboards. Coming at you live from the Boulder studio with DJ Tepid Beats. Stay tuned.
The KGNU and the Lion's Lair quarterly showcase is back this December 15th with another one, and local record label Community Radio Tapes is helping in its curation. This quarter at Lion's Lair in Denver, we are celebrating local singer-songwriters from Denver and Boulder, while KGNU DJ Cal will be spinning the house music all night. We have special sets from the Sea Grapes, who will be bringing a full band to the show from Boulder. Also performing will be TikTok, House Keys, and Brian Parker from the Simulators will be doing a special solo set. Join us at Lion's Lair at 2022 East Colfax in Denver on December 15th to celebrate local music. Doors are at 8 p.m. and music will start at 8:30 p.m. For more information, visit kgnu.org. Sliding in now for Under the Floorboards here on KGNU. It's about to get weird, and we're gonna make it weird. But first, a message from Pastor Dale Embry.
Dale Embry.
Thank you. And good morning, radio listeners. You know, we can help each other make a thrilling choice. We can go through life's tasks as convicts and captives of our jobs, or we can feel the lift of the royalty of our routine. Somehow, you must convince yourself day by day of the kingliness of what you are doing. You must fall in love again and again every day with that worn-out reel-to-reel, with that ancient mixing console, with the din and clatter of the rhythm machine, with the whirring of your personal cassette player, with your razor blade, your splicing tape, your telephone, and with the human beings which your programming serves. Your threadbare suit or your new one, your overalls, your Levi's must be like royal robes of a kingly service. I want a piece of meat. As you bring home that check on thin, small paper, you can see that it stands for all the toil and sweat and sometimes tears, brave battles in the mixing place, the skills and scorns, the crafts and cleverness, the fears and frustrations of trying to do this show. Yes, we hear at Over the Edge sometimes find that it's a dreary job bringing this radio show to you week after week, year after year. And with the new rulings passed down to us from the Federal Communications Commission, our lives have become just a wee bit drearier. So, it is with cautious optimism that we have been looking forward to this weekend of August 16th and 17th, the harmonic convergence, a time of peace and transformation, a time when perhaps we can once again lift our gaze skyward to find the inspiration we so desperately need to keep bringing you the receptacle programming you all know and love. weekend, as you sit upon your power spot, we hope that you think of us in your hearts here at the Universal Media Network, and that you thank the being that made all this possible. No, not C. Elliott Friday, but God. We find ourselves in an unexpectedly conservative mood tonight, and we'd like to dedicate tonight's program to God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, to introduce us to tonight's guests on Over the Edge, I'd like to introduce you to my son, Dale Embry.
Thank you, Dad. Nowadays, more and more people say to me, Dale, Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. But you know, I don't believe that. In fact, I love Christianity, for I am a Christian. How fortunate I am to reflect on a spiritually centered childhood. When I look back, I see flannel graph, not fights. I hear fellowship, not funk. I taste pot roast, not pills. For following Kids Brigade, not kidnappers. All because who I thought were mean parents wouldn't let me have my way. Now, as I look forward to raising a family of my own, I'll feel proud when my children call me mean. Thank you.
via satellite from Oakland, California, welcome to the Open Forum, a unique telephone talk program designed to give you the opportunity to ask questions and discuss issues related to the Bible. Our host is Mr. Harold Camping of Family Radio. Now, here is our host, Mr. Harold Camping.
Good evening. Welcome to Open Forum.
Hello, Mr. Camping. It's good to be talking to you in person. I'd like to remain anonymous, but I'd like to share a personal dilemma with you. I am involved in the youth ministry, and just this week, my old reliable car finally gave out, which left me in quite a predicament since there were no funds available for another automobile. Now, I received a call shortly afterward from a gentleman who had heard of my situation, who was willing to donate his third car. I consider this an answer to prayer, and I went right over to his place of residence this afternoon, and now that I've seen the car, I'm having second thoughts. Not that it isn't a nice car, it is, but I'm wondering what kind of an example I'd be setting driving a Dodge Demon. That's the model of the car it is. And on the sides and back is a logo with a horned devil and pitchfork. And that's what I'm
gonna do. Can you take that off?
Well, they're decals, actually.
Yeah, well, that's just what man does, but that doesn't relate to your relationship with Christ. If I owned a car like that, I would simply take that decal off or scrub it out or take a little paint and paint over it. You may mar the appearance of the car a little bit, but that would be better than having Dodge Demon on there. But I wouldn't hesitate to accept the car. Now you just have to deal with the problem of what to do with the decal that's on it. And once you take that off, nobody will know what kind it is.
Are you
One
camper?
Principle we must keep in mind as we live out our life is that this world is enslaved to Satan, and frequently they pay homage to Satan. They will select names that might relate to him. Here's an automobile manufacturer that has put the name Demon on the car. And without realizing it, they subconsciously are paying homage to Satan.
I have a car for you. It's a hell car.
But on the 16th day, he cried out, saying, "This is fantastic. Oh, this is terrific."
However, now in the case that we have another problem, and that is that we don't want to give any appearance of evil, and so with an automobile that has a decal on it, Dodge Demon and horns like a devil, like someone thinks a devil it looks like, and of course a devil is an evil spirit, and so who knows what he looks like. It's just a figment of someone's imagination anyway. But nevertheless, you can always remove the decal in some way or another. There has to be a solution to that, obviously.
Sure. All right, Mr. Camping. Now, when somebody asks, "What kind of car do I drive?"
Just say it's a Dodge.
And they'll say, "What kind?" And I, you know.
Well, it's a four-door sedan.
Okay.
Or it's a two-door coupe. Or you don't have to go
sure.
into all the fancy names.
Well, considering everything, then the car, even though the decals are covered up, is still a demon, though, isn't it?
No, it is not. A car is a car. It's a demon only because of automobile manufacturers put that name on, which they think is cute and will sell. But I wouldn't worry about that for a moment. I would simply cover it up.
Okay. Thank you.
Is joining us in this fellowship time to answer any or all questions about God, religion, or the Bible.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Now Pastor Dick comes to you.
Welcome to the show. I'm Pastor Dick. I'd normally be doing the regular show this week, however, let me share with you my experience. I'm not going to be specific because I don't want anybody to get into trouble, so I'll just say that somebody very close to me has had $180 taken from her purse. Now, she left it unattended in a room with people she truly believed she could trust, who were three others and myself. And that makes yours truly a suspect. And all I can say is that I'm devastated, and the victim of this robbery is devastated, and the person responsible for this deed, I'm sure, could not help but feel devastated, as all of us do. I feel like I've done all I could. I can't do anything more to restore our faith in humanity, but you know something? You can. You are humanity. Everybody listening, I'm talking to you. Tonight, you will have the chance to help us, to help yourselves, and to help each other. Tonight, I'm holding a pledge drive. A pledge drive to show all of us how we can fight against the wiles of the devil in the Lord's army, to restore everyone's faith in humanity. Well, enough about that. Here are the rules. I would like for you to call, get a pencil and paper, ready for our Pastor Dick pledge line numbers. And when you call, you may tell me up to three sins you've committed within the last 2 weeks. Now, I'll rate your sins on a special scale I've devised and tell you how much you must pay to Muriel's Purse Fund. Now, no pledge will be more than $5, which I assure you is a bargain. Now, to sweeten the deal, yours truly, Pastor Dick. Great. Hold on. Okay, we'll take a sip from this bottle of Andre's champagne for every dollar pledged. I can open this here. See, I'm not good at this. I don't... Mr. Wills, I need some help with this. I don't drink. It's gonna pop. Okay, so if you'd like a few laughs later on, please call, because, as I said, for every dollar pledged, I'm going to take a sip of this. Okay, are you ready? No, don't point that at me. That's really dangerous. Okay. But we can go ahead and accept our first call.
Yeah, this is live.
Where's the champagne, please?
Hello?
Hello.
I feel terrible. I heard you talking, and I've committed some sins, and I just feel awful about it.
Well, as I said, what you need to do is let me know three sins that
you've committed in the last 2 weeks, I'll rate them on my special scale that I've devised and tell you how much you can send to the Muriel's Purse Fund.
Well, Pastor, I command you, after fornication numerous times,
okay.
Over the last weekend.
There you go. There's,
what do you mean?
It's ready for you.
Well, I feel so
fornication.
Terrible. I'll tell you, all three of them.
All right.
I charged more on my Visa card than they would let me.
Okay.
And
one more.
I used a postage stamp that had already been canceled.
Okay, that adds 18. Well, that adds 20 cents to what it is. So it'll be $3.20 to the Muriel's Purse Fund, Box 54, Concord, 94522. Thank you for calling.
Can you take a bad check?
Okay, that's $3.20 we have pledged so far. We're working on 180. Hello, Pastor Dick. Go ahead. Okay, we're looking for some sins.
Well, let's see.
Same amount. Do you have any other? I need a different sin.
Well, let's see. I drank some sake and water. Creek.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see. Then what did I do? I dropped some mushrooms.
Okay, just three sins. That will exactly $3, and that's payable to Muriel's Purse Fund, Box 54, Concord, California, 94522. Thank you for calling. Let's take our San Francisco call. We have a lot of calls on the line, so we need to keep moving. Did you wish to tell me some sins?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to take three sips of champagne while you tell me for $3, okay?
Go ahead.
You're on the air, Pastor Dick. We lost it. Let's take our San Francisco call now. Yes. Do you have some sins for me today?
Yes, I'm the president of a corporation that screwed over, fired, and belittled many of my employees. And
I see.
I'm so sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
That's right.
All right. We have, you have more for me? Or did you want to stop there?
Well, those are three separate sets there. I've also done jamming over the loudspeaker while I said the magic word.
Since you are the head of a large corporation, would you mind giving $5 to this fund?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, to put you down for $5 and
I get another drunk on you.
So, what?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Next call, please. Yes, this is Pastor Dick.
Hi.
Hello.
What? I don't understand.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Did you have some sins for me this evening?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay. How old are you?
You're quite well.
How old?
12.
Oh, great. That really warms my heart. What sins did you call about?
I stole my mother's car.
Pardon me?
I stole my mother's car.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I stole my mother's car.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, they've got echo on your voice and I can't understand you.
And I took that.
You took what from your mother?
I stole the car.
Considering your age, how much did you have to, I realize you probably have a steady job, how much did you wish to donate to your I come out with $5 already. Do you afford $5? You could? Okay, that's payable to your president, Box 54, California. Thanks.
Join us in a glass of beer?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi. I'm the pastor.
I've got three more sips of this to take. Go ahead.
I
had the normal thoughts about the automatic teller when I went to make a night deposit. This far back.
Hi there. Yeah, this is Denise. Very kind. Well.
Yeah, I am. I'm almost 13.
Pardon me? You're 13?
Yeah, almost.
Almost 13.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
69.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to talk about? You seem like a child.
Okay. Stephanie.
Stephanie.
You mean?
Not that I know of. Nobody.
Moonbay.
Nobody. Oh, I talked to someone who said she was 12. Confessed some sins. Was that you?
No, I'm her friend now. And I'm her. When she took
her
own car.
Right.
Why me, Lord?
Is that a sin you're confessing, or?
Yeah, and I was with her when she took drugs.
Pardon me?
When she took drugs.
You were with her. Were you taking drugs also?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would make a difference on my scale. Okay. What else? Do you have any other? Any others? Okay, because you're already up to $5. As your friend was. What's your friend's name?
B-I-B-L-E.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that's the book for me.
You know what that means,
I stand
Denise?
Alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
Okay, Denise.
Why me, Lord?
Thank you.
cash, Mother?
Not this time. I've tried that before and it doesn't work. Now we're going higher. We're going to the attic.
This is Dale Embry welcoming you to Christianity and the Cults, an in-depth look at worldly and demonic forces driving unsuspecting humans downward through the lure of false doctrines. Be it Jehovah's Witness or witchcraft, Scientology or Satanism, it's for Christianity and the Cults.
Pastor Dick.
Now, Pastor Dick comes to you.
Thank you, Dale. And today we're going to cover the cult of Mormonism, or the Church of Latter-day Saints. Well, the beginning of Mormonism can be traced to a miraculous event that supposedly happened to an upstate New York 14-year-old boy named Joseph Smith in the year 1820. As he knelt in prayer, God the Father and Jesus Christ appeared to him in a pillar of light. Jesus Christ's response to Joseph's question is recorded in the Mormon scripture, The Pearl of Great Price. I was answered that I must join none of them, for they were all wrong. So 3.5 years later, Joseph was again praying, and an angel appeared in a bright light, identifying himself as Moroni, who informed him that God had a work for him to do. He told Joseph about a book written upon gold plates by the former inhabitants of this continent. After 4 more visits by Moroni over the next 4 years, Smith was given gold plates and 2 special stones by which he translated the Reformed Egyptian characters engraved on the plates into English. The book was published in 1830 as the Book of Mormon. 14 years later, Smith was arrested and jailed for treason in Carthage, Illinois. The acclaimed prophet accepted a smuggled gun, which he used when an angry mob stormed the jail. Joseph and his brother Hiram were killed. Brigham Young became Joseph's successor and led the Mormons west to Salt Lake Valley, where the headquarters still are today. Well, that's about all we need to cover as far as their history is concerned. He did commit some other hideous crimes. But at this time, I'd like to go into their methods of brainwashing. I managed to lift this item of propaganda on a so-called tour of a Mormon temple. It's a record used in the training of young people in the Mormon church, open-end LDS plays. So let's have a listen to this, won't we?
Mommy, will you set the table for dinner?
Coming, Mom. Gotta go, Tina. See ya.
What's all the excitement?
Well, last week at the Golden Green Ball, I was introduced to a real neat guy, John Baker. And all this week, I've been meeting him in the halls at school.
Meeting him in the halls?
I mean accidentally, Mom.
Oh.
And then today, he asked me to go on a double date with him and another couple on Friday night.
How does he stack up on character? He is LDS, isn't he?
Oh, sure.
Does he smoke or drink?
And that's what makes it so terrific.
Are you going to a dance?
No, Mom, it's just a movie date.
Oh. Your father and I have no objections to church or school-sponsored dances, but we surely don't want you going to any of those local places like that Cuckoo Club. That's why I asked.
Oh, that's one of those places that was mentioned in our seminary discussion last week. He said something about that when we do, we lower our standards to below LDS level. Else about compromising our values.
Well, that settles that then, dear. Now, if your father will just get here, we can eat.
The days dragged by, and finally the big night arrived. It took Bonnie 3 hours to get ready. Finally, John and the other couple arrived, met Bonnie's parents, and then the two couples got into the car and drove away.
Hey, Bonnie, we changed our plans. There weren't any real good movies on, so we thought we'd go to that new hotspot down by the river and dance. The Saints and Sinners are opening there tonight, and it should be a real blast. It's okay with you?
All right. Well, as that track was playing, I received a death threat over the phone, but I can't let that stand.
Yeah, can we wait for a minute? I gotta do something to the tape.
Okay, the weatherman is going to join us in this discussion.
Okay,
I think that's Jim honking for you.
Thanks again for joining us tonight on In Under the Floorboards. I've been your host, DJ Tepid Beats, here from the Boulder Studio. Up next, I hope you'll enjoy some sleepless night music. For all you sleepless people. Here to bring us out of Under the Floorboards is Alice Coltrane. Here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We'll be right back.